Hi, After Buzzers. A queen was crowned this week on RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Season 2, Episode 8. Let's get sickening!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
I have to say that was the fastest wardrobe change in Drag Race after show history.
I felt like I was going onto the runway and I had to change real quick.
Hello everyone, welcome to our finale episode of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Season 2 after show. I'm your host, Kenny Harrison. You can find me at Kenny C. Harrison at Casey Harrison on Instagram and Twitter. Joining us tonight is on the forehand. We'll start with a familiar face.
Yes. Hi, guys. It's Jay Ellis, and I probably have gray hair all over me. That was for Jackie, by the way. Jackie, that was for you. I'm on Instagram at @don't_be_jealous, J-E-L-L-I-S. And then Twitter is @still_jealous, J-E-L-L-I-S.
And look who we have back on the panel. Remind us who you are.
Well, for those of you who should remember, I am Toni Moore, and you can find me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Toni.
Welcome back, Toni.
Thank you.
It's good to have you.
Well, you know, it's good to be back. You know, I haven't done this in so
long. In a long time.
Yeah.
It's been a while. You look well.
Well, you know, I eat.
So I'm glad you do.
That's
you
good.
Look well. Jackie and Mark aren't with us tonight. They had previous engagements elsewhere.
They busy.
But you can find Jackie at 123 Jackie B on all platforms, I think. Mm-hmm. But if you don't quote me on that,
except for Snapchat, then it's Jackie B 123.
Oh, look at you! There you go.
I pay attention.
And clearly, because someone's
read
got
you,
to. And you can find Mark J. Friedman at Lorraine Love. On Instagram and Twitter, I think.
Yes.
Or Lorraine.love on Snapchat.
There you go.
Or at Living for the Hair.
Awesome. Real quick, I want to give a couple of plugs. We've been asked to plug Jackie's Broadway Breakdown. So if you're a big Broadway fan, I enjoy the theater. So check out her podcast on Broadway Breakdown.
Popcorn
and
Talk.
Also, there's a new podcast. Adam, I wrote his name down. Cilandra?
Oh, yeah.
He's doing
it's
a new
Toni.
Weekly. Oh, that's
oh,
with
yeah,
you.
I'm on that, too.
So oh, yeah. Talk. There you go. So Toni and Adam do a weekly. It's called the Gay Weekly Roundup.
Yes. Yes.
Talk about that real quick. Hurry
it's
up.
It's all gay. So tune in. We talk about all topics that deal with LGBTQRSTUV folks.
Awesome.
And
go ahead.
And the rest of the alphabet.
The rest of the alphabet. And yeah. I want to just throw in Jesse Janity and Courtney Stewart, who you know from Drag Race. They do Black Hollywood Live. So check them out. You two.
Y'all plug in everybody.
I want to get it in. You two do.
Yeah, Finding Prince Charming.
That one.
Oh, yeah, we do Finding Prince Charming. I also do Dish and Days, which is a recap of Days of Our Lives.
With Mark Jade Freeman.
With Mark Jade Freeman, yeah.
I always Mark yeah. Jade Freeman. I always say Jade.
Jade, that maybe.
You know why? Because she jaded.
I'm sorry. I love Mark, though.
I love Mark, too.
So check out all of those podcasts.
Right here
Thank
on
you
After
for
Buzz.
Joining us tonight. If you're on our live feed, I think I can read the feed. Make your comments down below if you're watching us on YouTube, on iTunes. Thank you for downloading us. Like us on iTunes. It's the finale, guys.
It is.
It
happens.
Before we start, I would like to ask Toni, because you haven't been with us all season.
Mm-hmm.
What is your impression of the 8 episodes that you've seen, because there have only been 8?
Right.
What has this season been for you?
The gag of the century. I completely lost it when each queen got eliminated, and then it was like, you'll have your chance for revenge. And I was like, what is happening? And so for most of the episodes, I kept trying to figure out, you know, what they were going to do with this revenge thing. And I thought maybe it was going to be like an American Next Top Model where they're still doing the challenges along the side.
Oh,
and then they like come back in.
Yeah.
But then when Fifi was in the room and was talking about Alyssa after she had been eliminated, and that mirror lit up and all the eliminated queens were sitting behind there, I was like, gag.
And Alyssa.
Gag.
Okay.
So it's definitely been an interesting season. Full of like ups and downs and gaggery and rigor mortis, but it's definitely had some surprises.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I also because I remember we discussed episode 1 how very excited we were for the format.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we everything's said and done, the format didn't pan out the way that I would expect it have to be fairly.
What format? What
do you mean? Okay, so Rue didn't eliminate any of the queens.
Right.
She got to pick the winners of the lip syncs.
Right.
But and the winners got to eliminate the queens. What was your take on that whole scenario throughout the course of the season?
I thought it was interesting, and I love the clips of the judges just sitting there chilling, whether they were doing right. each other's nails yes, or having that. A cocktail or something.
Yeah.
I love that.
I really thought that as all-stars, they've proven themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so what else was there for Rue and the judges to judge?
Uh-huh.
Like, it's like, I'm going to put it on you.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, you know, lip sync for your legacy and $10,000.
Really?
And then also, you choose who should go home. I thought at the very beginning they had a very fair way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like Alyssa Edwards came in and kind of messed that up.
Really?
With her elimination the first time.
Uh-huh.
And then I think after that, it just all went
downhill.
But yeah. But I also feel like they wouldn't have had a show if they, in episode one, said, this is how we're going to do it.
Okay.
And then it kind of would have not led to the many surprises that we've had.
Okay, got it. And now I'm going to put you to work. Make the chat roll happen.
You know, I would
don't check my scruff, because you were trying to do that earlier.
Yes, you had a message on scruff. I'm going to see who it is. I'm going to see who this man is.
Let's get to the finale. It was the All-Star Supergroup, episode 8. Oh. Jay,
yeah.
What do you think of the episode as a whole episode?
Without getting
into detail,
yeah, I loved it because it was completely packed with. I felt like it was a great flow to it. Like there was, mm-hmm. it was a compact episode because they had so much to do. But there, I never felt like it was too much or cut too short. I thought
right.
that the editing and the queens were just really. It was a tight episode. I thought it was a strong finale, and I felt like we got a good look into kind of where the queens were at and kind of where they were in the challenge.
Okay, Tony just completely screwed up my...
Yeah,
see,
I did.
Now you're trying to...
I'm not trying...
take this back from you.
No, I had messed up. Okay, no, I got it. Okay,
I thought
keep
you
going.
Had it. Okay, so let's break this down.
Yes.
At the beginning of the episode, we come back from last week's elimination, mm-hmm. and clearly I think it was RuPaul's best friend race. I mm-hmm. tend to think Detox's justification for keeping Roxy and sending Alyssa home
yeah.
was on the basis of friendship.
It was rigor mortis.
Which I don't think it was fair.
I don't think it was either. I absolutely love Roxy. Shout out to Roxy Andrews. However, girl has been in the bottom since episode 2 and made it all the way to the end. And that I don't understand. I do feel like Alyssa should have been in the top 4.
I agree.
I feel like Roxy should have went home, although Roxy is a great queen. However, you've been in the bottom the whole entire time.
Now, is that because of the process of the show? Of how the queens are eliminated? Do you think that this plays into the whole
Would Rue have kept Roxy
exactly.
this long?
No, Rue wouldn't have. You know, it wouldn't have been because she lent her a shirt or because she's, you know, friends with someone or anything like that. I think she probably would have went home maybe the 3rd or 4th episode.
Okay. I will say, because when we did season 5, I think I did a couple of episodes with you on season mm-hmm. 5, I was so anti-Roxy.
Loved Roxy.
We spoke about redemption for Fifi and Roxy, and I have to admit that I was the one person that was not a fan of Roxy at all season 5. That has completely kind of turned around for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I can honestly say that growth has a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think if anybody had a redemption season, this was her redemption season. She wasn't as cunty as she was.
Yeah.
She was very respectful and very humble. And I think that's what Fifi failed. That's where she failed early in the season.
You know, I don't... I think that Roxy did
well, and let's remind everyone, Tony has... You work with a lot of the queens.
Formally. I used to formally host a drag show in West Hollywood.
Oh, that's changed? Okay, we'll get to that later. But mm-hmm. you, I'll just say Tony knows a lot of, if
I
not
do.
All of them.
Yeah, I know most of them, yeah.
So speak your mind, go ahead.
So I feel like Roxy, you know, what I liked in this episode is that, and during the podcast part, and I'm sorry, I'm jumping ahead,
was
that Roxy owned up to how she was her season. She was like, listen, I didn't portray myself in the best light. And Rue was like, girls always like to act like it's editing. No, it ain't editing. You said what you said. And Roxy was like, I admit that. Like, I didn't come off in the best light, and I'm trying to turn that around. And I think she did a great job. With Fifi, I feel like she tried, but
you threw
I don't.
In a tongue
I did.
Pop.
I did. I feel like she tried to come into this and just say, I just want to show who I am. And I think she also did try to be a friend to people and say, oh, girl, I don't know if you should do that. Mm-hmm. But I think that fans hate her so much. And I'm going to use hate because they hate her.
I was going to say, that's a strong word.
I won't dislike her so much that I don't think they gave her a chance. Fifi is a phenomenal drag queen. If you look at her 365-day drag, like, the things that she has come up with is amazing. She's an amazing performer. And I just think that after her season, I don't think she's been able to... Fans haven't been, you know, open to letting her back in and just accepting her for who she is.
Now, whose fault is that? If anybody's at fault. I'm not trying to put blame on the show or Fifi, but...
Yeah.
Who's responsible for her lack of... Because even Katya in this episode said... And granted, this show was shot probably just after season 7 wrapped or aired.
Eight, sorry.
No, seven. This show was shot a long time ago. This show was shot a year ago.
Yeah, I guess
ago.
Eight was shot and then immediately after...
Katya's season had just finished.
She was pretty fresh off of her season.
Right, so... Oh, yes.
Which will make that statement... What you're about to say. I realize why she said that.
Right. So, Katya being just fresh off of the Drag Race and just kind of like... Do you think it's fair to say that Fifi is not as welcomed since... I mean, she was, what, season 4? That's been years.
But people...
It's been a while.
Listen, people hold on to stuff. And I don't... She's... And I've met Fifi many a times. She's never been, you know, hateful or mean towards me. I just think that your first impression is your lasting impression. And the first impression was that she was a complete bitch. Mm. And I don't think fans have let that go.
Okay. So.
So I kind of blame both. Because I also have seen a lot of the articles and stuff that she's done afterwards. And I'm like, okay, girl.
Post her season or this?
Post All-Stars.
All-Stars.
And I'm like, ooh, girl, you are on the ledge. And then you just jump.
And I just want to say to the viewers, I know that we're discussing Fifi. Tony hasn't been here in God knows in a long time.
In forever.
So I just wanted to get his opinion on that. And with your last comment, do you think that what is happening now with Fifi, do you think that's like kind of like Drag Race suicide, what she's kind of doing? Because I said this before, this is a Hollywood game.
Yeah.
It's like you have to play the game. If you want to stay relevant or successful, you have to play the game.
You really do. And I think maybe she should have just bowed out quietly instead of making so much ruckus that she did. Yeah. I think that she should have continued just to be the fierce performer that she is, the creative performer that she is, both her male and female side, because, you know, she came out with the album.
Right.
And just let that, and, you know, I think when you're in this industry, you just, sometimes you have to block out these comments.
Clearly, last week for me.
Can I say something about Roxy?
No, you can't. No, I'm just kidding.
I just want to say, I think that she did earn her reputation back I think we got now that she can be nice and that maybe season 5 she was going about the competition wrongly, but at the cost of her drag. Like, now I don't think people are taking her as seriously because she didn't perform well and she was in the bottom so much that people kind of took Roxy in this position as a joke. Like, she coasted her way through to the top 4, and I don't know if she's going to have her fan base strong based off of her drag. Now I think it's going to be, people are going to see her. And maybe I'm just thinking personally, but now I'm just like, oh, I don't know if I would go out of my way to see Roxy just because she didn't do anything for me this round in the competition.
She had some great
they
looks.
They are great. But
she had some great amazing looks this
I agree.
Season.
I'm not saying that, I'm not taking away that she didn't have anything bad, but I'm just saying I don't think she did herself any favors in this competition.
Right. Well, let's talk about that.
Okay.
So the grand finale challenge was a rap performance, stage performance. They had to write their own rap lyrics to RuPaul's Read You Wrote You. They were choreographed by Travis Wall, who I absolutely love.
Love him and his tattoos.
Okay.
Sorry. I was having a moment.
Clearly. And they rehearse, or they laid their tracks with A.B. Soto.
Yeah, you know what? Shout out to A.B. Soto, because I've known A.B. for quite some time, for a few years, and I'm just glad to see him continuing to have his relationship, his career grow. Also, if you want to know more about A.B. Soto, I did a concert experience with him a while ago on AfterBuzz TV. Check it out.
That was the thing I invited you guys to at Redline. He performed and he wore that same exact outfit.
Oh, is that what you...
He was there, yeah. So,
him and Jay Casual invited me to Redline, never followed up. I'm just saying.
Oh, I did. I told him I couldn't make it. Yeah. I had to get up early.
It's okay. He performed and I was like, oh, he's wearing the same exact jumpsuit.
That outfit.
Yeah, okay. But if he has a great smile and he looked good.
Well, there you go.
Okay, well.
Let's give Jay a moment, because clearly he needs...
Give me a second. That wig.
And also they were given the task of being on a podcast, like we are tonight.
Yes.
On RuPaul's What's the Tea?
With Michelle Visage.
That one. Mm. So what do you guys think?
I thought as soon as the challenge was announced, I knew that some people were going to excel. People
meaning?
Like Detox,
okay.
who, yes. you know, oh have put out music way before, so it's just in her. Mm-hmm. So I knew that she was going to do great. I knew Alaska was going to do great because the same with her. She's, mm-hmm. you know, done stuff. I was a little worried, you know, about Katya. I wasn't sure how she was going to perform with the rap, and I was definitely worried about Roxy. But I feel like they all did what they could.
I agree. I agree with Toni Moore. I agree.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I think no one person... Well, I shouldn't say that. I actually, because I'm a super fan of Katya, mm-hmm. as Jay is, I know, as a super fan of Alaska, and I think Alaska did well. I think Detox did well. I think Katya, she
surprised me.
Yeah, and I had expectations mm-hmm. that weren't as high,
mm-hmm.
and she exceeded them well beyond my expectations.
In the studio part?
In the studio, yeah. in the rap part.
And
I will say, for what I saw... From or what I heard from Roxy's rap lyrics, they weren't that bad. I actually, it's one of those things where it's not her strength,
uh-uh.
but she made it work.
She did.
So,
yeah.
I could have done without the singing part though.
I agree with both of you guys. I think that it was, I love the format. This reminds me of the shows where they're like, we're going to cram in so much into one day where when one queen's doing this, we're going to have another one doing this. And
yeah.
I like when they just rotate them in like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree. Detox, I just want to like hammer this in. She was the strongest in the studio. You can tell that she's comfortable there.
Yep.
And it showed in the lyrics and the performance. I think that that was just like in her element. And I thought she really like shone. Mm-hmm. And I agree, Roxy, I actually didn't care for her lyrics or rap. I didn't think that that was a strong thing in her interview. I was just kind of... Maybe I don't really want to know more about Roxy. I don't know. I just didn't care about her as much as the other queens this episode.
But you know what? What she lacked in rap, she made up for in performance.
Well, and on top of that, she always... And I've always... I have tried to say this as much, and I think even Cameron even brought it up, that what she lacks in whatever challenge it is, she brings it to the runway as well.
Yeah.
And, again, this goes back to our debate on whether runway has anything to do with the outcome of any challenge or anything, how much weight it has.
Yeah.
And Jay brought up the podcast, mm-hmm. and I want to talk about that a little bit more, because from what we saw, I thought Alaska tanked.
Yes.
Let me say, it's not really easy to get on any kind of in front of any microphone. I have one, and I can say this, and give your opinion and be vulnerable in that sense. And I think that Michelle and Rue has done it so long, pulling these queens into it, and this goes into charisma, the charisma part. And I think that's where Alaska and Roxy kind of fall a little short.
Well, here's the thing. Alaska let the whole Rolaska talks question, like, and her whole tantrum thing.
Let me circle that, because I really want to get your opinion on that.
Okay. Let it get to her. I think that if she answered it like Detox did, Detox was just kind of like, oh, you know, it's something that's, you know, kind, you know, not really having a vote. And she, but she was able to just kind of be herself with it and still answer the question and not let it get to her. That was Alaska's time to just be like, well, you know, Rolaska talks, you know, was a thing, but, you know, we're not, and she said we're not actively practicing, but you could tell that that just kind of sunk her in, like, oh my God, now they think I'm a part of a group, and I'm not seen as, no, get that out of your head, like, they just asked you a question. And then the whole tantrum thing, it's like, that's your chance to explain, and just like, listen, I had a moment, this place is crazy, y'all, like, you know, mm-hmm. just be you, and not get so in your head.
And I wonder if it's because Alaska, I've brought this up, I think, throughout the season, is that she plays a character as a drag queen and as a boy. I think, like, that voice fry and just kind of the persona kind of carries in throughout all of Alaska. Uh-huh. And it almost seemed like in the podcast, I don't know if she knew if she was supposed to be Alaska or if she was supposed to be Justin.
You
know,
I agree with you on that.
You be you. You're out of drag. You're not a character. They're asking you about you.
Right.
And that is your chance to bring that wall down and let people see who you are behind the makeup is terrible.
Now, you guys have done multiple panels for AfterBuzz TV.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, because I think about kind of being lighthearted and not taking everything so seriously. And mm-hmm. I feel as though Detox and Katya excelled on being lighthearted and keeping the conversation fun. Because yeah. for me, I think, and make your comments down below, how difficult is it to listen to a podcast, and maybe I'm tanking right now, when it's just serious, the conversation is serious, and it's just like, because we are doing is just sitting here and we're giving our, you know, we're trying to be not funny, I guess, but
trying to be professional and give our thoughts and opinions right. about a show that we love.
But I mean, for like it, comparing this to NPR, where it is
very monotone and people talk like this all the time,
I feel this is where Alaska and Roxy to a certain extent kind of failed. And I don't understand, I don't know if that was a big, you know, plus or minus, if it moved the needle one way or the other in the final decision.
I think that when you're doing something like this, you have to know who you are, and you just add your personality to that, whatever that may be. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with my experiences doing this, you know, I like to keep things very light and fun, right. and I will make jokes where need be, but I can be serious when I can
tell
be, but
one
that's
now.
Just my...
Make me laugh. I'm just kidding.
Let me tell you what I don't do. That.
just hold up a mirror.
Right.
Oh!
Bitch.
She ain't getting any.
I was gonna say, no, she's really bless her heart over there. No, I totally agree with
you. Yeah, so I think with that, with the podcast, that's all they needed to do was just still be, you know, still have that personality of who they are.
Yeah.
But just let that wall down a little bit, just to say, like, listen.
This is who I am.
Yeah.
See me, love me. No.
Exactly.
I think Detox is just a strong conversationalist. So I think no matter what situation, she's comfortable to just break down a wall and talk. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a skill that, you know, shows in the competition.
This is the part of charisma. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you got to have
and
that
there's a little
charisma,
talent to
uniqueness,
it.
Nerve, and talent.
So mm-hmm. I want to get to this whole Rolaska talks, like,
sure.
breakdown. Because I know Jay is Team Alaska.
I will say, just right out of the gate, that the top three, I would have been happy with any of them taking the crown, because I was telling you, Kenny, that mm-hmm. at this point, I don't know if the title means as much. I know that I know that they win money, but I think that Katya's going to do great. I know Detox is going to do great. I think Alaska's going to come back from, I know she had a disappointing week. I really think the winner was Tatiana, because she's gotten so many more fans from the season, and I think that she has shown, I think she's just created a whole new brand for herself. So I think she's like the real winner to come out of All Stars. Any of those three, though, to have taken the crown, I would have been happy with Katya getting it, Detox, or Alaska.
Yeah, me too.
But that wasn't my question.
I know.
I just want to, but I am
Team Alaska. I was Team Alaska from the start, right. and I'm happy she won. Yes.
So my question was, how do you interpret this whole Rolaska Talks breakdown that she had? Like,
where she
as
realized.
A fan.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, and she even brought it up. Season 5, it was the three of them and a weirdo. And we all know, in her words, we all know how that ended up.
Mm-hmm.
So are we rehashing, like, season 5? Is that what... I am having a hard time understanding where she's coming from. Because it seems as though Roxy and Detox have moved way beyond that.
Yes.
And I think...
No, Detox... Oh, I get... But...
Beyond the whole Alaska Talks from season 5, I feel like Alaska... And this goes back to last week when I felt that she was entitled. And she still feels a certain entitlement into being in the Final Four and winning. So how, as a fan, do you justify... I feel like you're a surrogate for Donald Trump. How do you back this up? You know what I mean? This behavior.
Well, I don't think that Detox put it behind her because she saved Roxy just based off of a friendship last week. So I don't...
But keep in mind, Detox's friendship with Roxy goes... Further than season 5.
Right. But at a certain point, you kind of have to say, hey, this is a competition. And I know that if it was my friend in a competition, too, I don't know what kind of judgment I would make because I haven't been in that situation. But
well, you voted off Jackie last week, so.
I did, and that was really hard. I miss her already. I wore her wig.
Clearly.
But for Alaska, I think it just clicked. Like, she was maybe sitting this whole time, and when she did the podcast, maybe it was just like, I don't want them to think that I'm coasting on a friendship where this time I'm really... Not even... I think last time she was in it for the competition, too. Uh-huh. But I think this time she wanted to say, I'm not getting here based on an alliance. I'm here because I got myself here. I think that was what her thing was. Like, I love you guys, but I'm separating myself because I've been a strong competitor this whole season. And I don't want people to think that it was because you guys kept me.
Right.
This is... Oh, go ahead.
No, you go. Go
this
first.
This is how I see it. Okay, so was it... Oh, season 3, we had the Heathers.
Okay, right? Yes.
And so I feel like when most of the queens come into the Drag Race situation the first time, they've studied Drag Race before, so they're like, oh, I got to come up with, a catchphrase or something. So I feel like Relaska Talks almost kind of reminded me of the Heathers. It was a way to just kind of, as you said earlier, play the Hollywood game.
Right.
Right? I think during that time, it was great because, we had a group of friends and they were called Relaska Talks. It was fun, blah, blah, blah. And I think fast forward to this time, and again, like the last time, Alaska got it in her head that this was going to bring her down and that she wasn't going to be able to show the hard work that she puts into this because she is... branded with two other people.
Right.
So I think that's what happened this time around too, and she thought that it was going to happen again, that, oh my gosh, I'm now fading into a group with two other people, and they're not seeing me as just Alaska.
Yeah.
Two questions, and I'm going to ask you first, Jay. Basically, what was your reaction to the meltdown from this episode with the whole Alaska Talks? What was your initial reaction? As a viewer, just watching it.
I'm sorry.
Her meltdown when they came back into the workroom and they were discussing when it was Detox, Roxy, and Alaska. And she was like, you know what? This is a repeat.
This seems terribly familiar.
So how did you, as a viewer, look? What was your reaction?
I guess I didn't have a really strong one because it didn't really... I don't know. I think she was just calling a spade at that point.
Mine was pull yourself together, girl. It doesn't matter. Like you've already proven yourself. You've already, stepped out into the light, and so has Detox and so has Roxy. Like no one's clumping you into a group. It's just a fun thing to just be like, oh, Relaska Talks. Bah ha ha ha.
But do you want more as to why it bothers her so much, or do you care?
I think
the longer this conversation goes, I really kind of don't care.
Yeah, you just mean it. I think that it doesn't matter. I think that she just got into her head and thought that she was going to be grouped into, a group and not seen. She was going to be seen as Destiny's Child and not Beyonce.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Well said.
She's a survivor.
There you go. You got another one in, too. So moving on. I want to talk about the rehearsal, the dance rehearsal before they did the performance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's always fun to see those kind of...
flops.
Or, as I like to call it, the first rehearsal, because we know clearly a lot of rehearsals went into making it flawless.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many takes they did of the actual performance, but it was really well done. I love the little split screen.
That's cute.
I am so impressed with Katya's growth. And even in the podcast, you know, she mentioned how in season 7 she had this, like, kind of, like, person or voice in her
head. Oh, the voice saying, is Brenda.
Brenda.
And Carl.
And Carl. saying, you know, she's always second-guessing herself. And I can totally see how this season she was like, you know what, I'm going to do it. Even with the challenge where they had to create their own product, you know, Homeboy said that, mm-hmm. you should change it, like, now. And she stuck,
like, no.
And she ended up winning, or was in the top for that. So, for me personally, because I love Katya, I feel she was robbed. And,
Of winning?
Of winning, yeah. Overall.
What about the rehearsal, though? That's
what... Oh, the splitting, we all know that she's, flexible.
Acrobatic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand why they felt like, why they got all nervous just because she was, like, doing her flips and stuff. I was like, that's great, but...
If you see someone being very, like, taking advice from a professional choreographer and just... Being able to do it and having fun with it, wouldn't that fuck with your, like...
Not I, said the cat. Oh. I'm perfectly capable of my abilities.
Oh, okay.
I think this is almost kind of a callback to where they gave Alyssa a lot in the lip sync, you know, the Herstory challenge, where Alyssa was in a lot of it because they saw that she was performing well. And I think that they added on to Katya because they said she can handle it. And she was like, oh, let's do that again. That was fun. Like, I did enjoy her on the rehearsal because I thought she was really taking to it and open to just kind of the ideas of what they had planned for her. And they were probably, and she's like, go deeper, go lower, I can do it. Yeah. So it just probably, it brought her up where you're just like, that. If I heard that as the other queen, I'd be like, oh man, now I got to try to learn how to do a split in 5 minutes.
Exactly.
But here's the thing though, I feel like as a choreographer, and I think Travis and Mark did a fantastic job with this, they played to their strengths.
They did.
You know, Katya is very flexible, so that's why she had that choreography. The choreography that Roxy had, I thought she did that amazingly. And, it, you know, she had that moment of, like, and we all want that moment of just, like, hair, yes, live, that. And Detox.
We all? I mean, okay.
Well, you got to have hair.
You can borrow. You got to borrow the wig later.
But, and
this
Detox.
Is why we don't have you on the show.
And Detox with the chair and just, like, letting her just kind of, like... I mean, I really thought that they played to her strengths. So
yeah.
I thought that was good.
Yeah, I think that I don't think they want to show the queens in a bad light if they can. I think they want to play with her strengths to give, like, the best performance. Because when they did come out for the actual, like, stage performance, I was like, this is fun to watch.
Yeah. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, I admit, it was fun to watch.
Yeah, I don't think they want a bad thing.
Right.
Moving right along, Rue's look.
The yellow, right?
Mm-hmm. I said it
what
was...
Is, okay, iTunes view or listeners, Tony did a... what was that?
A Kanye shrug?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I
you keep doing the shrug.
I feel like Rue always looks great. It wasn't a moment of like, oh, bitch. It wasn't that. It was like, oh, okay,
do
yes.
that again.
What?
Oh, bitch.
Oh, bitch. It wasn't that.
I said it looked clean and typical. Like, this is a very typical Rue look.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was boring. I'm not a fan of yellow. When I see yellow, I think of Big Bird, and that's not a good, and not in a good way.
Mm.
I thought the hair was.
Do you get triggered by yellow? Is that your
clearly?
Yeah,
yellow. So the performance, overall, I thought everyone did well. No one really stood out for me, and not saying that's a good or bad.
I will say, throughout this, there were times where I couldn't take my eyes off of Katya.
Yes.
Because I thought that she was just... I thought she looked stunning. And whenever she, like... She just did something, it just felt, like, so intense yet fun. And then especially when she went down and, like, the hair flip up, mm-hmm. I was like, yes.
For me, it was... I thought Detox kind of embodied the song with the pigtail. She was giving me, like, an Erica Jane moment. And an Erica Jane.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
How many
legs? Oh, yeah, how many? Oh, I'm thinking Lil' Kim.
I was going to say, what?
Erica Jane.
Who is Erica Jane?
How many F's do I give?
You know what Erica Jane is?
No, I do not.
She's on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
And I've never seen an episode of my life, but I've seen that music video.
I have no clue who
Well, after this, you're going to have to look her up.
Yeah, and
before the kids read you, wrote you.
I thought Detox had, like, the strongest for this song and, like, the vibe. I thought that her look was really fun to, like, keep watching.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with Tony again. I thought Katya was sexy and sickening, and I could not take my eyes off her. Mm-hmm. I thought Roxy looked amazing, and I made fun of her weight early in the season.
How dare you make it?
I take it back, because she looked amazing.
Thick and juicy always,
Hunty. I will swallow my words, and I'll admit that I was wrong. I think she looked amazing in this performance.
I thought it was just a jumpsuit.
Rhinestone jumpsuit.
But we've seen it.
I actually thought she looked amazing, and I think performance-wise, I thought she pulled it off. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really crazy about Detox's look. I kind of disagree with you on that, Jay. And I thought Alaska was interesting. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but not in a totally good way. I'm totally riding the fence on the Alaska right now.
There were moments where I was like, why blue? And then I was like,
it's different.
I really hope that as they're grabbing her, that they don't get blue on them. Talking about the guys.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I tend to believe that it was just her face.
She had it like the face and the arms.
You think the whole body was painted?
But she did have gloves, I think, where they were grabbing her.
And I think her legs were blue, whatever, stocking.
Yeah, I like the blue look because it kind of distinguished her, but I don't know what she would have done if she wasn't like in blue makeup. If she would have done like a pop look or kind of what. So I think maybe it set her apart, but I didn't understand why it was there.
I didn't get the point.
I didn't either.
Maybe somebody does.
Maybe it wasn't for us to get.
That's a possibility.
Maybe it was
too.
just different.
Or there was a thing that we don't know.
I think her lyrics was fine. I think
I thought Alaska? They were fun. Alaska. I like the breathy.
Well, here's the thing about Alaska was that I felt like she paid attention to what the song was referring to.
Right.
Yes. Is reading people.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And so she literally went through and just like read like things that happened throughout.
Mm-hmm.
The drag race. And I think that just shows how she is. She's very kind of calculated when
she's
talented.
She proves she's a fan.
That's the talent and the whole charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. And if you want to be unique about it, she personifies uniqueness and talent.
Agreed. Yep.
Okay.
I was gonna say, I like that Katya used her Russian voice for the singing.
Me too.
Yeah.
I agree.
It was
and
cute.
I love the fans.
Yeah.
For her.
I thought it was.
I love the fans. I love the chair routine. My favorite move is at the beginning where they were just like, I don't know why that was so like cute and clean to
me.
Because
you're gay.
Well, she's also a dancer.
He's going to do it at home tonight.
Are you a dancer?
I do dabble in,
are you,
in the arts of dance.
Choreography?
I used to choreograph when I was in college. I choreographed a group called Black Dance in Motion, which then turned to Dance in Motion. Shout out to y'all at Winthrop University.
Oh, you went to Winthrop?
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
And you're learning a lot today about me, aren't you?
Clearly, because I grew up an hour away from Winthrop.
In Charlotte?
In Columbia, South Carolina.
I'm from Columbia.
I think we've known this before.
Did we? Are we sure?
I don't know, maybe.
Whatever. Kenny doesn't like me that much. That's why he doesn't know that much.
That is only half.
I don't even know where Columbia is.
Shade.
You brought
But yeah, but I thought the performance. I thought they all did a great job for their individual talents.
Okay, let's move on to the looks.
Okay,
the runway.
Let me flip my page.
Okay, flip your
very
page.
Glamour.
Okay.
What,
Jay?
Are you going to say that this looked like her look last week?
I want to get your opinion.
Yeah, I said it's a gold gown with peacock, and I said I like the hair. I thought it was clean. It's again, I'm saying clean when I say that. It's just it looks crisp and like I don't know. It looks nice, but it wasn't spectacular. But it was very like old Hollywood to me.
Okay. Do you want to say something before I jump in, Tony?
About Alaska?
Yes,
I said it.
Okay. So the category is All Star Glamorama.
Glamorama.
This was boring.
Okay.
I thought it was simple. I agree with you, Jay. I think it was simple. I think it was safe.
Clean and consistent will always get you through.
But I will give credit, because apparently I don't do this at all, but I will give credit where credit is due. From the neck up, and this is not a read, she looked amazing from the neck up. I love the wig. I love her face. Her face.
Yeah.
I wasn't thrilled about the gown. I thought it was kind of...
But in terms of Alaska, I think that's the cleanest, simplest, you know, glamour look that she's done.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was glamour. I thought it was
very nod to like old Hollywood.
That's
old cheap Hollywood. Yeah. That's just my opinion. And make your comments down below. Detox.
I love that the dress was inspired by a
spit it out
a ballerina costume that was handed down from like her great grandmother or that gave to like her. It was in the family,
right?
So it was inspired by that.
I didn't know the color. It was yellow. Is that right?
No, it was like peach.
A peach. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
I thought she looked great.
Yeah, I thought that it was a fun look. I didn't like the pixie cut too much.
Why?
It didn't fit it for me, but I don't know what I would have done with it, so I don't know.
Listen, if you don't like something, then you got to suggest something different.
I know, I don't know what I would do.
I mean,
you can't just say I don't like it. Why don't you like it?
But I didn't. I don't know. It didn't fit the dress and the fascinator for me.
Sometimes you get into, you can't put your finger on why you don't like something.
I can always put my finger on. Like why you don't like me. I never said I didn't like you. And if I didn't like you, honey, you would know.
No, I would just say, as I loved Alaska from the neck up, I like Detox from the neck down.
Okay, maybe that's a better way for me to say it.
Yes. I wasn't thrilled. I mean, I think she looked beautiful.
Uh-huh.
I agree. There was some kind of disconnect from the neck up.
Well, I think she incorporated the tulle into the hair. I didn't mind that. It's just, I don't know, maybe it was too blunt of a cut for me or something where...
Maybe a different color, like a blue.
I don't know if like but a neon.
We can't put our fingers on it.
But yeah. I feel like because this bottom half that she had on was so busy and so there. I mean, busy as in like you know, there's tulle, there's rhinestones, there's all this. To keep this simple, in my opinion, connected at all. Because if you had big hair and it would have just looked like a jumble.
I will. I just maybe a different color would have made it pop. I think. Like a red. Like
I don't know if it was
like
a blonde. Maybe I'm thinking like if it was like an Anna Wintour like bob or something. I don't know. I can't. It's like I said, I'd have to see the different wigs that she would fit like her face. Right. But like I didn't think long hair. I liked it short. But it's just there was something about it I didn't love.
Okay. Mm. Moving on. Katya.
Go ahead.
I liked. It was definitely different. I thought she looked great. When she first came out, I was like, I'm not sure about this bellow thing that she's doing, but then I was like, I like it.
Okay,
the shape was kind of weird.
Waist up, sick.
Yeah,
waist up. I agree with you, Tony, and I agree with Michelle Visage.
Mm-hmm.
The skirt was not. Okay. Here's because I didn't like it. I will give a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
If the skirt hit the floor and covered her feet,
yes,
and the train and there was a train in the back, I think I would have loved it more.
Mm-hmm. I think it was just a different take.
I think this was the best she's looked wig and face wise all season.
I agree with you guys. I think waist up, we were good. It almost reminded me of her futuristic drag look where it had
pink dolphins.
Oh, hey, Pinky. Go ahead.
It's okay. It had.
Did she like me? Did you like me, Pinky?
No. She just said like hello.
Oh, go ahead, Jace.
I don't remember what. It was like the futuristic dress where it was too big. I think almost where I don't know what. But I wish that it was long. I totally didn't remember what I was saying. But I wish that it was longer. Like the skirt part was longer. Right. But I like the color.
The color was amazing. Yeah. I think again, NECA or waist up was sick.
Right.
It's mm-hmm. the best she's ever looked.
Yeah.
And finally, Roxy's.
J-Lo meets Liberace. I love that.
You know, is that what you said about it?
No, that's what one of the judges said. Okay. I got kind of a Raven Simonier and really not in a good way for Roxy.
Raven Simonier?
Yeah.
Clearly, that's her name.
I kind of read like a boy with Roxy's look. Like, I didn't get a female illusion from her. Yeah, I didn't really...
Jay, I am totally going to disagree with you.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, the silhouette was on point. The ass was out. And I think... For this is and she's a pageant girl and she does it really well.
Mm-hmm.
For a glamour, whatever, Rama,
ding dong,
all star finale. This is what you pull out of the bag, and I thought she looked amazing.
I will give her credit. I think she looked different from what she's ever looked before.
Yes,
but I just got boy.
Oh.
I got.
I liked it.
Aquatic mermaid fish.
Was that? But that was Katya. Early in the season, she did that.
The swimmer.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Well, now Roxy did it.
Okay.
I didn't mind the look.
Didn't mind it?
Mm-mm.
What would you have done? Like...
Me?
Yeah.
If I were doing this?
Yeah, if you were on the show, what would you do for a final Glamazonian all-star finale, crown me the winner?
Look. I feel like
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but
no, you're here. I feel like I would have done something almost kind of like how Detoxes was. Mm-hmm. Something short in the front, but very long and trainee. And I said trainee in the back.
As opposed to tranny?
Yeah. Yeah. And some kind of regal, like, queen drama. Like, just collar and, like, fitted. And, like, you can see my legs and just drama.
I will say, if you put a crown on Detox, she would have looked like a queen.
Close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That.
From the neck below.
Oh.
Okay. So. Okay. That was that. That was.
Yeah.
That was the runway.
And so we had our final results.
Mm-hmm. Can I just say before we get into the final results, yes, when they gave the speeches?
Oh yeah.
That was going to put you versus competitors.
Yes. So. Again, another moment to be vulnerable. And I still felt like Alaska was she's so calculated in this competition. Like, her speech was even just like I needed that moment to be more so from the heart as to why you should win and not something that, like, you I'm going to say that, yeah, because it's going to, you know, like, Detox did great. Katya even started off like that. And then she went, you know what, you could tell she was Katya in the beginning, and then she turned into, like, a real person.
Who she is.
Yeah, like, who she really is. And I like that moment. And that's what I wish during the speech that I got from Alaska. Like, why should you be an all-star? I get that you're a fan, and you're making these remarks about things that have happened in the past and using all of the isms that Drag Race is known for. But I really want to hear from you.
Right.
Why do you want to be an all-star?
I agree with you on all of that.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, Kenny.
I almost looked at this as, you know, like, you're going to be in a wedding and you're the groomsman or the bridesmaid. Uh-huh. You know the speech is coming, so you have to be prepared. And it kills me when, like, a bridesmaid or a groomsman is, like, choking up or tearing, and they're just like, I just want you to know I love you. And it's just like, you want a little bit of preparation to go into this. Like, when they're crying and breaking down. So with Alaska, I like that she proved that she was a fan of the show. You're laughing at me.
But you don't have to prove that you're a fan of the show.
Oh. But she studied the show. Like, I think that shows in her speech.
Let him finish. You got 40 seconds to go. Hurry. Talk fast.
Why do I have a clock on me?
Yeah, there's a clock. It's been counting down for a while. Go.
Okay, well, I don't know. I think that she proved that she's a fan of the show, and that she brought in, like, callbacks of, like, people that have been there and are memorable. Like, I think she wants to be, like, a memorable queen. And not to take away from, I thought Katya had a really great speech, too, and she talked about her progression, which is awesome. But she's really the one who had something to prove, because she was a kind of a wreck in season 7, and she needed kind of the redemption from All Stars, and I think she got it. But I thought Detox was strong, but it was just kind of like a bridesmaid that wasn't prepared.
Okay, so Detox and Roxy spoke from the heart. Alaska did this character, and I think the smartest answer came from Katya, because she started off as a character, and then she spoke from the heart, and it brings that, because we're looking for uniqueness, nerve, and talent.
You feel connected to her.
Yes, and I've been connected to her for long.
Time. How connected?
Very connected.
I didn't know we were so short on time.
Start wrapping up. So the winner is crowned. Alaska wins. Roxy got fourth. And I would just say,
first of all, everyone knew that Roxy was not going to be the top three. Right. That wasn't a surprise.
I'm lying. I kind of knew how the cars were going to fall.
Because apparently Alaska's boyfriend had spilled all the tea way earlier. And in order to get back at him, Alaska spilled all the tea in her new song. So check that out.
Now, with that having said that, do you think it's fair that she won the crown? Because this is a legal contract. When you sign on for the show, you have to... I don't care if we're boning. I can't tell you any results. Anything. And apparently, this was completely spoiled, and I'm having to wrap up. So I just don't think it was fair. I was Team Katya. She should have won.
I actually thought that they were going to change the winner because of that controversy, but they didn't. So whatever, she won.
And even when Rue was saying, "And the winner is," I was saying to myself, "Anybody but Alaska."
Well, now it's Alaska. So congratulations, girl. And I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Waiting for season 9, spring of 2017.
What are your thoughts, real quick?
I'm happy.
We have to wrap up.
I'm happy. I would have been happy with anybody, but I liked Alaska the whole season.
Okay, guys, so that is our show for tonight. Sorry we had to, again, wrap abruptly. Where can we find you, Jay Ellis?
Instagram at @don't_be_jealous, and Twitter is @still_jealous.
Tony Moore?
And, of course, you can find me on all social media platforms at Lounger with Tony on my website, loungerwithtony.com.
And you can find Jackie Borowski at 123JackieB on all platforms, and what he said earlier about Jackie. You can also find Mark J. Friedman at Lorraine Love on Instagram and Twitter. You can find me at Kenny C. Harrison on Instagram and Twitter.
We're not here next week.
We're not here next week. Join us 2 weeks from now where we'll do the reunion.
Yes.
And that'll be our final for All Stars 2. Aww. Make your comments down below. Like us on iTunes. Check us out 2 weeks from now.
Shout out to Joey.
Shout out. Any more shout outs?
That's it.
All right. We'll see you next 2 weeks from now.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. Oh.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.